Yeah, there we go. Oh. Good evening. I'd like to call the Clark County Clean Water Commission meeting for Wednesday, January 6, 2016 to order. Welcome, everyone. In front of you, you should have the agenda for this evening. Let's just take a quick walkthrough. Item number one, we'll, of course, do the roll call. We'll review the packet, which we're doing right now. Approve the meeting summary notes, look for public comments. Most of our time this evening will be spent on walking through the report for last year. We do have it live on the computer, and we're going to attempt to make any changes right here, real time, so that we've got it wrapped up and done and don't have to leave it for later. That's sort of the goal. We'll have any discussion time for commissioners. More public comments, and then we shall adjourn. So, with that in mind, let's go through the roll call. Kate Chu, Vice Chair.
Here.
Jeremy Burnett, who is our newest member, unfortunately had a pre-planned meeting out of town in Las Vegas, of all places. So he indicated his apology for missing his very first meeting, but he shall be here thereafter. So he is absent with notice. Marie Lamana. David McDevitt,
here.
David Meyer,
here.
Gary Schaefer,
here.
Mark Schneider,
here.
And we have one vacancy still on the board. Commission, us. So, roll call. We then have a quorum to conduct business for this evening. Yes, yeah. Okay. So, first item on the agenda is to have you look at everybody look at the meeting notes from the previous meeting. So if you would take a couple of moments to do that. See if we have any changes or modifications that need to be made. If so, we'll do so. If not, then I'll entertain a motion to accept the meeting notes.
I'll move to accept the meeting.
Any discussion? Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor of accepting the meeting notes as they exist, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes carry. Meeting notes are accepted. Next item on the agenda. I'd actually like So public comments. Do we have public comments yet in our first meeting? Not yet. Any public comments? No. But we do have a guest. Would you?
Yeah. I wanted to introduce Kate Perkins. She's a student at Wazoo Beach, and she's quite active in environmental. What's the, you're president of?
The Environmental Science and Sustainability
Club
on campus.
And we recently were lucky enough to get her to intern for us in the Clean Water Division. And she actually begins officially next week. So we're looking forward to utilizing her skills and giving her every wonderful educational opportunity we have, whether it's monitoring or education outreach. It would be a great a dual benefit, I think, having Kate join us. So I invited her tonight, and she enthusiastically accepted the invite. So
welcome. As a matter of fact, you should probably talk afterwards with Kate.
Yeah.
You actually have some strong common background from an educational interest. So. All right, so if there are no other public comments at this time, we'll close that particular session. An item that's not on the agenda, as you noticed, two of our previous commission members, Jim Carlson and Susan Rathbun, are no longer with us. So they did not return. So I guess the question is it reasonable to ask the department if the commission agrees to, and I assume you already do this, send a letter of to them, you know, stating our appreciation for their past participation?
Yeah, we discussed it, et cetera.
Yeah, we're working
a few weeks ago.
Okay, right. Yeah, we'll any issues from the commission in having the department send a letter thanking them for their.
Or any input on what we present?
I mean, why are we not sending a letter for the appreciation?
Well, in the past, it's been done through the department.
Well, I'm just saying, why not?
Oh, okay. So I think you like to suggest that something come from this group?
Yeah, I would like to suggest that we draft a letter. I mean, they provided, especially Susan, many, many hours of research and comment and digging back through records, you know, to provide valuable input. And Jim Carlson had the expertise, you know, on a lot of the soil compositions and the environmental effects, you know, of the various watersheds that we have here. And I thought that they were just, you know, hugely valuable information, although Jim never attended as much as we would have hoped. But still, though, I think that, you know, us as a commission value, you know, should thank them for all of the work that they did, the fact that they did, you know, volunteer initially to come in. And Susan's on board. What?
Since the beginning, 1999.
Since 1999. Okay, so 15 years.
Sure.
So I think.
Okay, so do we have a suggestion, comments, discussion? Appropriate?
Yeah. If you want to write something up,
circulate.
You want me to write something up?
I don't know the history, but I'd be.
Okay, I'll be glad to.
And we can use our Google Docs to share it.
I'd be glad to take the action item to write something up.
Okay.
As a straw horse, I might be lucky to have that.
Okay.
Just to clarify, is that over and above what the department
does? The department is still going to say something. Yes.
Yeah.
I think both of them probably. Yeah. I mean, they serve both entities.
We don't actually, the Clean Water Commission does not actually have any sort of letterhead or anything, do we? No, okay, I'm just curious. Not that we should, I just, it struck me that, yeah, well, so, you use a regular old Word document or whatever it happens to be, or Google Doc.
Okay,
do what?
Unless they have something, you know, I mean, there was several, you know, field trips and things like that.
It might be something historical.
We have sure.
Okay, Chris will check and see if there's any
okay.
Photos we can toss in for them on talk. Okay, super. Thank you very much. Let's move on to item number 3, which is the presentation, discussion, recommendation, action. So, first, I'd like to turn it over to Dean to talk about the 2016 priorities from the Department of Standards. Sir? Chris correctly points out that we should acknowledge that Kate has actually been reappointed for a full term. Her first term was a 1 year, and filling in for an open slot, she has been offered and has accepted a full term. So she has returned along with Jeremy, then who is a new member, leaving the one open spot. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Very happy to be part of the commission. I'm
excited to be here.
Well, of course. Yeah.
Super. All right. Sorry. Thank you very much, Chris.
Okay. Well, Before I get started, first on the clean water budget review, I did want to sort of throw out to all of you, as many of you probably already know, we did throw out an advertisement for, you know, applicants for the Clean Water Commission filling the slots. I'm not sure that our outreach vehicle is the best, most efficient at reaching perhaps interested folks. So I just wanted you to know, I mean, we put out another call using the same vehicle. But, I mean, all of you know kind of what's involved here, and I know all of you at work have you know, neighbors or friends or whatever, that if anybody in your mind fits, I certainly encourage them to apply. We really were sort of low on applicants, so it makes it hard to, you know, and I think this group, from my perspective, is pretty technical, leaning toward the technical end. Ideally, you know, you want it in a commission, you hope to have, you know, a perfect cross-section of the community. And, I mean, we have a very strong group here. And my only concern is somebody who may not have a technical background, may not, may feel like you know, they're not keeping up. Yeah, but we put out the, basically, we put out the ad basically saying that you, all you really need as a minimum requirement is to have an interest in environmental issues. So, hopefully...
But we should note that, that Jeremy joining us was actually a suggestion connection through Mark.
Yes, and I knew that, and so that's what helped me kind of think of encouraging more of that if you do not focus.
And Jeremy's background when he comes to the next meeting is really more in the IT-ish world, so really, so sounds like a sharp guy.
Yeah.
So we take sharp people if they, even if they don't have background in water environment service.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, worth it. And your long sheet in your packet there with the all the numbers on it. I'm not going to go too in depth on this, but you're certainly welcome to ask follow up questions, and I'll do what I can to answer them. But
basically, just to set the tone, in our bylaws, what we're supposed to be doing as part of the process of this commission historically has been reviewing the budget. And in the times that I've been with the commission, I don't recall that we ever reviewed the budget. We discussed in general the fact that we were going to. So one of the things moving forward is to try to make sure that we're fulfilling the expectations and our requirements, and thus our beginnings of moving in that direction. That will be quite.
Yeah. Oh. And just for simplicity, and not to, some of you might really want to dig into the numbers, but you know, these various object code descriptions in the far left can be, of course, broken up into many other subsections. So we just kind of simplify it here. But the main thing I wanted to get across is that we are on a biennium budget, so it's a two-year budget. So in the far right, the percent difference, basically as long as, just in general, we're not above 50%, because we're at the end, 2015 was the first half of the biennium, as long as we're 50% or under, we're on track, stay within budget. And of course, yeah, you'd like a little little more room than that. So, for instance, salaries and benefits, we're at 40%. Still, that's really good shape. So everything else, we're well underspent in terms of being halfway through a biennium. So we're in very good shape. That's basically what I wanted to get across. I'm not sure what else, other details you might...
No, I just wanted to start the process.
Yeah.
So this is the first time that we've ever even looked at any of these numbers in a formal fashion. So as we move through the year, as appropriate, we can revisit, ask for more detail if appropriate or necessary. Because my understanding is that we're actually supposed to be able to comment that we have reviewed and made any suggestions or recommendations
relative
to the budget.
I do have a question. Just in looking at education and outreach, knowing that that is probably an important aspect of what we've been tasked to do and what we're probably going to be doing in the next year, I see that that's a salary line item. That's a salary item. But are there any supplies or anything that typically would be associated with, say, going on an outreach roadshow or even doing some things I think we discussed in the last meeting?
Well, that's really, it's kind of a mixture of things, because historically our ed outreach and clean water has been primarily those duties, and the funds necessary have come from solid waste. That's been almost non-existent for clean water. Solid waste has the environmental outreach and education professionals, so they sort of, you know, spread themselves out and cover clean water as well. And so this year, 2016, really is the first year that we're going to be expected to man our own ship in terms of that outreach. So in part, we already have a lot of materials that are ready to go. We have lesson plans. In fact, I was hoping they'd be done in time for me to share those with you tonight. but we're just off track a little bit. But we've got a series of like 12 lessons ready to go out, grades 1 through 12, and they're prepackaged lessons, and they're all water-centric. So in terms of our budgeting in 2015, when we did this biennium budget in 2014, we didn't know yet that in 2016 we were going to be the leaders of our ship here. So we may have to do a shell game and move some things around a little bit, increase staff time and that kind of thing there, which we can do with the numbers we have here. Yeah.
One thing, a program I think that you've heard a lot about here is the Green School program that we do. That is handled by I believe we pay $70,000 a year for the Green Schools program with Green Schools. That $70,000 comes from Solid Waste. But we are intimately involved in the Green Schools program because for the schools to get the reduction in their fee, we're the ones who have to waive the fee. And working with Solid Waste, we've developed a set of criteria to help them. So, I mean, you can kind of see how it plays that dual role. But they've been carrying the funding load.
Another question.
Yeah.
Up in
until
2008, there was a buffer contingency fund, which got spent on trees and all the other things. Mm-hmm. Guys, at the lawsuit. And there's a projection that, you know, I guess in 2017 we're going to have another batch of rules and regulations landing on us for the new permit process coming on. What are we doing to, and also when we did our study with Commissioner Myers, we found that the EDS did not have any or sufficient data to determine the impacts of solid waste on watersheds. You know, and so that data needed to be gathered. So what are we doing to prepare for those costs and those, you know, adding the buffer necessary to make sure that we can handle it, not get ourselves, you know, behind the curve.
Right. Well, that's something that we all have in mind when we go out and when we calculate the clean water fee for each residential unit. A portion of that fee was planned for some of those increases that we would expect with every new permit cycle.
Well, they're not on here, right?
No, well, we have the clean water fund balance, I think is what you're referring to in the lower right.
Underneath the graph, it says the Clean Water Fund balance as of 11/30/2015. It's that little writing underneath the graph. Gary. Right here underneath the graph. It's unfortunately kind of small.
Small and unbolded.
Okay. All right. I thought that was maybe a
different graph. Yeah. It looks like...
So that's what the fund balance was as of 11/30. The Treasurer's Office has not posted what December's fund balance is yet, because December's still open because it's year end of our biennium budget. So we're still, for the services we received in December, we're still entering that information in for December.
Okay.
So we don't have what the December totals are. And so that will be lower at year end, but we estimate probably about $3.8 million.
But there's no right now documented plan for the expense of that fund balance for possible contingencies.
No. The only contingency budget we have in our budget right now has nothing to do with.
Okay. Well, that's done.
And in addition, you probably noticed too that, I mean, we have capital projects that have been planned. We've got nearly 60 of them. Not all of them are very big. Most of them are not. That we haven't spent money on. We just kind of sideline those. So another reason
why
we're flooding
right now. Does that meet the requirements of the environmental laws, or what are those?
Yeah, it was because of being financially challenged, the lawsuit and the payouts that we owe from years ago, and so we're still sort of recovering from that. So capital projects and new capital projects are sort of on delay, and we're hoping to open that door again next year.
Well, you mean $500,000 per year that we're spending for the resolution
of
that lawsuit?
Yeah.
Well, that... You have your, we have a, you receive a total bill on your clean water fee. There's a $5 surcharge that's currently going to the litigation. That $5 surcharge is going to expire in 2019. We also, though, as a department, a few years ago, we were having to borrow some money, and we've actually been in debt for a little bit of time. We've gotten out of that. We've been able to now start building up some reserve. But in terms of a reserve, we have had no reserve. We've been strapped very tight.
David, going back to the education and supply, question earlier.
So if you look at the budget items, if there's the one that says transfer out to 1014 or 4014, and you go down and you can see that it's total intergovernmental for $350,000, that's what we paid the solid waste for them to do our outreach.
Okay.
That's what we were budgeted to do. However, we won't be spending that money by transferring it to them. We're going to have to do a adjustment in our budget and bring that money back in to for our group to be spending. So it's already there. It's already been planned to be spent, but we haven't spent it there because of the change that has happened since the budget was created.
That's what I was referring to, the show game.
This $350 is reduced.
Right.
Back to
right, so we'll pay them for the services they provided for us,
yeah.
But what they haven't provided for us and what we're taking back, we'll have to move that money for us to spend.
That's a negotiated thing. With
right.
Okay.
Redistribution of resources.
Yeah. So all the numbers that you guys see across here under the administration, policy, and planning, those are all what was budgeted when the budget was created in the middle of 2014. So that was our plan then, and as you know, things change. And so we have to readopt our budget whenever we make these changes, so we'll be going through that readoption process. But what Dean wanted to really show you was that this was our budgeted expenses for the biennium through December 17th. This is what we've actually spent so far. And then if you look at the percent difference, that shows that we're under budget in those particular areas, which is a good thing because that's what we want to be, on track or under budget. And there is definitely, if you guys want more specific detail, you can email Dean or me. I can get that out for you. If we didn't collapse this down, you guys would have had pages and pages of data.
That's too far.
Part of what I think we need to see is, we're looking at the clean water fee that was a couple months ago. Part of the question that we had was the revenues, the revenue budget in addition to the expenditure budget. So I think if we had that, that would kind of help us address some of the questions that you Gary and Dave will quote that in terms of how, you know, where, you know, is there additional funds? Are there things that we should be thinking about from the perspective of a 5-year business plan?
Yeah, when we did the fee increase, we built in, we had the $5 surcharge, which we took separately. And under the projection we had, there was a little excess after that last year, but it was very, very close to nailing it right on the head. We didn't want there to be much excess. We wanted only that to generate $3.6 million. The other portion of the fee, the 35 for the rural and the 47 for the urban growth area, in that amount, we have a little cushion that we had hoped would generate some extra revenue and allow us to start building up a reserve. The numbers have been coming in, I think, a little better than we had projected, which is a really good thing. And we're starting to see that cushion. But the commissioners did not want us to be generating much more than what we saw as expending. And it was a hard sell to get them to lift that fee. It was the first time they'd done it in 15 years.
Part of the challenge of a biennial budget also is, you know, there's no certainty around the revenue budget. That can change depending upon what happens. You know,
yeah,
things that are outside your control.
Yeah.
But I think at a high level, I think the reason why you budget, the reason why you put a budget in place is that you make sure that your expenditures are managed properly through the 2-year period. So I don't know that I necessarily subscribe to the notion that it's good to underspend. But at the end of the biennial period, I think you want to spend what you budget. Otherwise you did a pretty poor job of budgeting. That's my opinion. So I think it still would help us to have a expected revenue budget in here so we can offset it. When I look at the county website, I think it still shows that we got a $17.2 million revenue.
Yeah, and then again in 2014 we were granted a budget that was far in excess of what we were generating in revenue. And that wasn't sustainable. You simply cannot spend more money than what you're generating. That's why we were getting in debt. We were spending money at a pace that basically took our reserves down to nothing. And then we even hit a point where we were a little in debt. So one of the things that the director did when he came in was really readjusted the expenditures. The budget shows that we were authorized to spend at about a level of, I think, $9 million a year. We would have been at $9 million this year. We've lowered that by about, I believe it was around 22%. It may have been more. But the reason we did that was the fiscal reality that we were not generating enough revenue to sustain that. It was a mess.
The only reason why I'm hoping this a little bit is because, you know, we talked a little bit about this in the study, and so I think it's pertinent to us that we're going to weigh in on this on the Clean Water fees, the appropriate fees, and we probably need to understand the revenue minus the expenditure balance that we've got here to see if we have a budget shortfall, because a budget shortfall is what would drive us to increase the fees.
And it essentially is what it did. We have a real nice fit right now with the new fee and the projections of what we're going to be spending essentially through 2018. But that's the only commitment I'm willing to make.
What you're hearing is some idea of what the revenue projections look like moving forward so that one can look at
it. Like what you're saying on the website, it says 17. If you take the $13 million that we budgeted and the $4 million that we have in the fund balance, that could would equal around your 17, give or take some pennies.
Cash in and divide it period end of zero.
Right. And it was, we were actually at a negative amount at the end of last year. The thing is, on the reserve fund, we need that fund because a lot of the capital things that we build, we also have matching grants for. But unfortunately, what you have to do is you have to have the money in the bank so you can pay the bills, then you can get reimbursed by the grant. And so there's this requirement that we are supposed to have a minimum fund balance first. So we're kind of building that up, and next year, like Dean said, we'll probably start building more in our capital because we'll be able to afford to.
Yeah, and I think if what I'm saying is a little bit out of turn here, tell me.
No.
But I think what this commission at least has some interest in doing is providing some feedback on the way the budgets are spent. If we have interest in doing some additional capital projects, and we're getting that from the community, then we have some responsibility to generate those revenues through the whole piece of it. And so I think that's part of what completes the loop for me, and it's just the expenditure budget doesn't do it.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Different qualitative sort of question, because you brought up the county council. Has there been anticipation as to what changes budgetarily or departmentally will occur as a result of the full five-member council coming into place now, or is
No, it's pretty much business as usual. The supplemental was in December. The supplemental was approved, and I don't anticipate anything radical happening.
Yeah, but the Clean Water Fund is an enterprise fund, so it's pretty much protected by statute. So regardless of anything that you might have heard in the news, true or not true, or rumor mill, whatever, the Clean Water Fund is still going to be in its whole, regardless.
Still money in, still money out.
Yeah. We still have to meet the laws, the requirements of the MPDES permit. It's still going to be there. It's a protected enterprise fund.
So basically, the revenues and the expenses are operated in a safe silo of its own.
Yes. It's not commingled with the general fund or public works or...
No matter where it lives, the management, it lives.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask that.
Sure.
When we were studying, we were thinking of the mine, so what we're going to do with that, basically the report was put out, we came to the conclusion that things like EPA leaching from the insurance and stuff, newspapers and stuff like that, was something that we had at least in our panel to be able to make a recommendation on. Additionally, I have come across some data that we have, but we way too much amount of plastic water bottles, plastic bottles that are leaching with EPA from the time in the soil. Other factors, like several other water techniques in Missouri, I'm not sure about it, should we be recommending, based on the data that we revealed, should we be recommending that an additional research to determine exactly what the landfill contamination of the water table might be, or what might be other factors that are causing our watershed to be continued? Because we really didn't have enough information at that time to really understand that. And if so, that's something that we should be recommending that they take a look at also for the budget.
Well, I think that you ask a question on a very complex issue that we may discuss, in my opinion, but professional opinion goes well beyond what the public's capacity is. That being said, you've been doing years, decades, or over decades,
this watershed case?
Monitoring.
And that kind of serves as a foundation for explaining the health of the watersheds. There may be some other factors that maybe haven't been accounted for, and so it's still going to be a matter of whether the county has budget available to do those studies on their own or partner through grants with educational institutions, research institutions, and state colleges. You know, there's a number of different ways that they can study those issues. So I'm not sure that it would necessarily be incumbent on us. I think it could be a stretch for us to require them to do something like that.
My question is, resource allocation belongs to the county council. You know, they're the governing body. But should we be raising concerns, questions, so that they can make a public decision? Because it seems like we were kind of a bit embarrassed that said.
I would disagree with that. I think it would raise the issue, but I think it's important for us to bring the issue to bear and what the county chooses to do, being the advisory group that we are, it's their choice.
Well, indeed, how would your recommendation, with your view of that thing, how should we look at determining what data we need and how we're going to make our recommendation? You have the correct technician and resources like that to accomplish that.
Well, keep in mind that our center of our target is stormwater.
Is what?
It's stormwater.
Stormwater.
Yeah, compliance. That's the permit.
And compliance.
And compliance, right. So any issues like EPA leaching into aquifers takes you out of that center of the target for us.
Why do you say that?
You can argue that there's a connection. Stormwater certainly can impact aquifers.
Stormwater transmitted through contaminated areas affect the aquifers.
Yeah, but stormwater before it necessarily moves into other waters is really kind of the center of the target if you look at the permit. Now, we all recognize it can move into streams and that kind of thing, but it does get us, as that movement happens, it gets us further away from the center of the target, which, as you can see from the budget, that's where our money is being spent. So as we move out to David's point, we really don't have the resources to track that. That, to me, is more of a Department of Ecology issue to deal with and lobby for more monitoring. They do have monitoring programs in various parts of the state.
So you don't even feel comfortable?
I think it's valid to raise the question again, how the department chooses to approach that through some partnership, as I suggested, that's their choice.
Yeah,
and again, not based on the information that I looked at, I'm not certain that the pollutants that you're referring to represent the biggest problem.
Okay.
I think they have much bigger problems based on what the county has monitored. Types of land uses that are currently in play in the county that they probably need to be the focus, and that stays with the focus of what we're doing.
It's my concern for us to sit here and say, well, we don't have the money for this, or we don't have the money for that. We don't have the resources. The county council, or what's our county council, looks at this and they allocate these. We should not, if we feel like we have critical information, we should not be prepared if we don't think we have the resources to be allocated and then decide whether they want to expend the resources.
Yeah, it's certainly welcome to do that.
And so that's why that's my question. Do we have a concern, and you're saying no, you don't really should do, and we buy funerals and the other contaminants, haven't shown themselves to be present.
Well, you're the one to recommend. No, but what I hear David saying is that, correct me if I'm wrong, but what I hear him saying is that we have this umbrella of things that can impact, that can be measured, that can be monitored, and from a degree standpoint, what I'm hearing is that there are other items under that umbrella that have a much larger impact that fit the core responsibilities and requirements. Not that these aren't important, but in the scheme of things, there are others that maybe are more. Am I misreading that?
And going back to actually the issue that you raised, I want to kind of finish this conversation. To the point that you raised a few months ago on the issue, and Mark also raised this issue about solid waste and the impact of solid waste on infrastructure and the cost of maintaining that infrastructure because of solid waste is being captured. That kind of ties in with Mark's suggestion about 5-year plan and making sure that we have sufficient resources allocated to be able to address issues like solid waste, irrespective of if there's any contaminants coming off of that solid waste, but just the waste itself is mucking up the infrastructure and it requires a lot of labor resources to keep the systems operating as they're designed to be. So I think that's probably a more critical issue from a budgetary perspective.
Do you think that the budgetary addresses those items that you...
I don't know. I don't know how that's necessarily tied in here. You've got capital projects, non-capital expenditures, you've got clean water capital construction, I'm sure there's maintenance and operation cost in here, $3.6 million. So I'm sure within some of what's in here, that's meant to address more.
Yeah, I would add that, you know, anytime the goods is stripped up this way, I understand this. Anytime you enter a biennial period with zero cash in, the priority really needs to be just maintaining compliance and building some reserve going into your next biennial. So I think that's really got to be our priority in this.
Yeah.
2015 is getting healthy financially, so while we're taking care of our regulatory responsibilities, absolutely, you know, drop dead, that's got to be done. And then we start thinking about how can we best increase our effectiveness, even if that means some capital expenditures in 2016, and how are we going to pay for that through the fee study.
And one of the things that I think is important to note is part of our compliance, a new component, is watershed monitoring in Whipple Creek, I believe, is where we're doing that.
Yeah, modeling.
Yeah, is the modeling that we're doing in Whipple Creek. And I mean, the compliance component does recognize some of your concerns, but it doesn't, you know, I think it also tries to balance the kind of expenditure that those efforts take, because I think we're going to be spending close to $2 million on that.
Yeah, all consultants, et cetera.
Yeah, we're
going to... I'm looking forward to sharing all that with this group, too, once we've got that.
The reason my question is, I was wondering, that David here has a community experience. We have data that we know that we don't have. Are we setting aside enough contingency to make sure that we don't get that's all I'm saying. I mean, just for us to say, well, we don't have enough funds for that, that's not our real charge. That's up to the county councilors to decide that. All we do is raise the question and provide the data and let them make the decision. But anyway, that's what I was wondering, is if, because I didn't see it.
So the answer is right now, no, there's no contingency.
No.
So there's a big boo-boo for the problem.
Well, I think what Dean's saying here is that come the end of the biennial period, though, we should have some reserve, whether it's going to be somewhere between 15 and 20% of budget, is what the actual amount is going to be.
2%?
Will be determined, but I think that we saw it. I mean, the right way of planning is to have some contingency coming out.
Yeah.
So what's appropriate or not, is probably something that you guys have more experience. But I would think it needs to be. I think we need to build to at least a 10%. 10% contingency.
Most government agencies carry about a 7% reserve.
But I think the uncertainties around your revenue in the buy-in period, I think, is required to have at least that.
Scary. I mean, it's a risk management issue. Right?
Yeah.
We're just kind of.
And if we were to have a blowout on one of our facilities, we could be facing millions of dollars of work, which could kind of blow out our budget.
Okay. If I can, let's move on, Dean.
All right. Well, quickly, this is kind of a big thing, so don't miss it. We all reviewed the clean water fee many months ago. Really been nothing that's happened there, but I do want you to know things have happened here on this floor, next door. What has happened, catch you all up, is we still need your help, but we're going to kind of move you over here with it. The clean water fee that we all reviewed basically was accepted by the counselors. They accepted it as is. What that did was it removed the sunset clause.
Yes.
Okay, which would have happened this July, which is a good thing. So we don't have any sort of time restrictions to, worry about. But the priority has gone from looking at residential ERUs or any other fee structure to system development fees. That's our new target for 2016. That's what I wanted. That's kind of a big announcement here. And for those of you who may not be familiar with those, when a developer comes to the county and applies for, they want to do a subdivision, they right now aren't hit with any sort of stormwater-specific system development fee. So that they're paying that fee so that the maintenance, certainly if we're responsible for the maintenance, and we are on many stormwater facilities, that we're getting some revenue for that. And so right now we just sort of started this last week or so, researching like counties and cities that have MS4 systems similar to ours, looking at different rate structures and sort of pulling that all together. And I definitely want your role to be prominent in kind of seeing that through. That's going to be a big thing this year. That's sort of the top of the list kind of priority. And so that's a big change since we talked about this topic, clean water fees and that. So
let me ask a question with respect to what we thought that we were going to be doing this year, which was getting the whole clean water fee to gain public input, stakeholder input. That means that's not going to happen. It's done. It's a done deal.
Yes.
It could be with no public input.
Well, we'll still be looking at options.
Okay.
We're still going to be asking you guys to.
Well, the question is, when do we start looking forward to the next permit?
Yeah.
The next permit is in 2018. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So how much ahead of that do we want to work and looking at potential? At some point, you're going to have to indicate that you expect that the next permit is going to increase your costs by X percent. Okay. Right? I mean, they're going to expect that. It's happened every time. So if they're going to need 25% more money, whatever the heck the number is, then how far ahead do we look at? Do we just bump the current fee structure by 10% or 20%? Or do we look at other options? Am I misreading that?
Well, the purpose of my question actually is to try to understand what our role might be here in 2016, whether or not we need to be thinking about it, devoting our time to public outreach. Because that was my understanding.
Yeah, so
yes.
Right. Exactly. And so maybe you can bring me up to speed on that, just so I understand what's expected of us.
Okay, so are you asking specifically on the outreach part?
Clean water options and the outreach aspects of that.
All right. Your more immediate priority would be the system development fee part. Now, based on, and Chris, you can pipe in here, based on what we find, because what we found already was pretty easy to tell that these system development fees are often woven into sewer fees and water, utilities. And we by ourselves, just a stormwater group, are not a utility. So we're going to have to, kind of look at it from that perspective. But that may not, and that's not going to be the extent of your involvement. So that's sort of the next priority. But the priority beyond that would be getting back to clean water fee, other options, and sort of that discussion we had at the end of last year. There will be some of that as well, but the main one's assistant development fee. And outreach I was going to touch on in a moment.
I just want to ask a clarification question so that I have a very clear picture, crystal clear, about the distinction. Our previous focus was looking at fees that were ascribed to residences and businesses on the basis of equivalent areas.
Impervious surfaces.
We still have that on our plate, but we're just not going to focus as much on that. And what we're looking at, or what we're intended to be looking at when you say system development, is that a function of new development, of new residential permits, new housing areas, changeover of areas that are now natural areas but into business, like business parks and that kind of thing? And now the supposition then is that there's going to be new drainage systems that have to be put in place, and there have to be fees to cover the cost of that. Is that a correct understanding?
And not just new drainage fees, but new drainage systems, but the impact that they will have on your current system, and the additional load that they'll be bringing in, and what should be, if all the people sitting in the pie currently contributed to building that infrastructure, and they basically come in here afterward, getting a fee that balances their impact on that system and the amount that they're adding to it, but also a something of a proportional share to the contribution of the system as a whole. Some describe it as a latecomer fee, but that's kind of not a fair term because that would imply just a contribution to the existing system. This would encompass basically potentially new piping that's going to run down the block and into our system.
So a function of
new and old.
We've got new residences coming in East Vancouver. We've got new business areas, new shopping centers, et cetera, and all of that's going to add to the load.
Absolutely, and they're tapping then into our system.
Right.
And.
So there's an existing 20-inch pipe, and now we've got water coming from a bunch of other places, but the 20-inch pipe is maybe a little bit too small. It would be great if it was a 28-inch pipe.
It's a 20-inch pipe. Currently, 14 inches of it are being used, and they're going to add 2 more inches. 2 more inches means the lifetime of that pipe is going to be cut down by X number of years. Therefore, you have to factor in replacement. I mean,
That gets a little complex. That clarifies a picture for me that goes beyond system development. And I like the picture because it really makes it clear.
Yeah. Okay.
It's done different ways. Often tiered systems. I mean, sometimes if your development is, 100 homes versus somebody that's building 20, it's tiered accordingly.
A lot of different formulas.
Another point, though, that Bill Fagan was saying is that if you go look in East Vancouver, you're not seeing very many single houses with white picket fences built, or building view from a view open fields and things like that to absorb the rainwater and stuff like that. So the population density, it seems to be increasing greatly, especially in the East Vancouver area there. And so it's not that adding a load, it's multiplying the load on a lot of the drainage systems that were put in the 60s and 70s that are out there. And so I don't see anything as far as our contingency funds that would cover, it seems linear rather than exponential, which I believe is what's really happening out there. But the huge development of the family
communities. And again, we're in the research mode here, too, and
sure.
Multifamily's included.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but what I hear is that any concern about any fee structure change for the next permit probably does not fit, for the most part, in 2016. It's probably more of a 2017 issue.
I would say it doesn't fit for the first part of 2016.
Okay, so perhaps later in 2016.
We're hoping, just so you know our timeline, we're hoping to have something in draft form regarding potential options forward on system development charges to the councilor's second quarter, so something like that. So
good,
I mean, it's
timing standpoint.
Yeah, and so then we have another half of the year to be looking back on some of the clean water fee options.
So just to clarify a little bit further, as far as our outreach, as we're looking at that, kind of developing our methods of how we'll be presenting things, is the clean water fee something that we would not want to focus on in our outreach efforts? So it sounds like we'll still be involved, we'll still be discussion, but maybe not as far as our outreach efforts. Would that be correct?
That is correct, and that's a nice segue to the very last bullet here.
just one off comment, sort of, and that is that anytime there's an additional fee structure associated with new construction, my interpretation within the county at this point, the councilors, there's going to be some political weight associated with anything that's going to drive up the costs.
Right,
associated with new construction, et cetera. Just a comment.
Well,
part of our intent is to show how this is a rule in other jurisdictions, not an exception.
And they actually, when they approved the new fee, when we did the fee increase, they did approve a system development charge in that statute.
Okay, all right, sorry. So, next slide.
But regarding Kate's question, We have been, back to the education issue being, the whole education thing being kind of put in our lap squarely, and, you know, solid waste has five or six people, and we have part of one. And so it was kind of overwhelming. And so the other thing that added to that, you know, overwhelmed feeling was that in our new code and manual update, with low-impact development, outreach, and education is a big component of that, and it's really prominent. And that's really where we want the development community to move, starting now. And that's where they know they've got to move. We need a lot of outreach help. We need every partner we have at the table to help get the outreach out there. Because if you think about this, we're talking about, and this happens today, where, you know, you might move into a new home and have a pervious driveway or a rain garden, and it's not explained to you what it is you have. What if my driveway looks like Rice Krispie treats? Why can't I take the sedge out of this thing in my front yard and put in arborvitae? People don't know this. So you can think of how big that really is. Homeowners not understanding the features that they have. Realtors not educating them because they don't have the education. HOAs, they're clueless most of the time too. These are all groups that need that education on low-impact development and kind of what it means and why it's important to the stormwater quality and the direction we're moving in Clark County. So we've got a lot of permit boxes. We've got to check up a lot of different groups we've got to hit, and I think we've probably got a plan to cover that pretty well. But what I'm hoping that this group would be willing to do is a lot of that outreach, basically, with the community. And I haven't defined it any further than that, but I just know that the general public is really the chunk of the groups out there that we're not hitting very well, we're not built to hit very well right now, and maybe this group would be willing, at least that subcommittee or subgroup.
So in the slides that we, this last version of the slides, Chris and I had a discussion. There was a question as to whether they maybe still contained a bit too much information. Maybe you had somebody internally who was looking at maybe thinning it just a little bit more. But to that extent, would the system development fee have to enter into that slide set now?
No, it's a whole new show.
No? Okay. Well, I'm just saying, if we're going to reach out, and if you anticipate having something to go before the counselors second quarter, by mid-year, okay?
So
if it is in the mix and it does have an impact, that just leads to the question, does there need to be something in that slide set that addresses the topic or not? I don't know the answer. I'm just...
Well...
Once it develops is one thing, and the second half is, if it's adopted, then the answer probably is yes? No.
I would say if it's adopted, maybe look at that. But right now, the permit need, really is low-impact development outreach. And I think that's a lot more fun than explaining.
I don't want anybody to be blindsided.
No.
Somebody says, oh, we heard about this going on, then that's what they want to focus the discussion to be, and there's nothing even there. There's a placeholder.
That topic really focuses on the development community.
Yeah.
And we've got our arms around them, and we've got the deed here.
Yeah, it's a limited stakeholder. I mean, it is a stakeholder. It's developers. And so we're hitting them at the permitting stage.
It's a matter of degree too. If this fee, whatever it turns out to be, is a couple of $100 versus a couple of $1,000, there's a magnitude there that will cause ripples because it's large enough, there's going to be a portion of the community outside the development community that's going to say, guys, we can't have affordable housing. Look what you've done. You're really screwing that up. So that could come out of different angles.
It comes into outreach in the I guess I'd say that I totally support the system development fees because those really fund the capital improvements that are required, as you expand, caused by the development. While the fees people pay on a regular basis, the $5 or whatever you pay on a regular basis is for maintenance. So I think it's easier for people to understand, the impacts on the fees that we're paying. When we're talking about it is maintaining the services that we enjoy by getting rid of stormwater. So I think that's the message I think we're outreach.
Yeah, I have a question for you, getting a little more specific on outreach. I noticed that we don't have a LinkedIn page for environmental services. I don't even think we have one for Clark County, if I'm not correct, which is actually a really great way to reach developers and major players in the community as far as business owners and other things like that. It's a great way to post articles for education through social media that isn't Facebook.
What did you call the page?
Where's Jeremy when we need him?
Yeah, I posted something on our website, but it's great to link that to the website itself.
I wonder, is it in a group of things that IT doesn't like?
Business related, so...
I believe LinkedIn is one of the things that IT doesn't like. I'm afraid so.
Does everybody know that we just changed our county website?
That's great.
It's all okay. Yeah, probably not much more of that, but we're at the front end of thinking about those things. We see that potential too in posting materials, curriculum, whatever, so, and then outreach of the school so that teachers know that they can come and grab these lessons. They're already prepackaged.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate that suggestion. I do. I have a LinkedIn account, so I'm familiar with it. I'm just not sure. It isn't a square peg in the county's round hole with IT.
Yeah, there's a lot of social websites that they don't like us even getting into.
I wish I would definitely pick them. There's quite a few other counties out there that do utilize it. Yeah.
Our system seems vulnerable.
For different purposes. I mean, there are groups that are very focused on Clark County specifically. In fact, there's one that's called, I think, C3G3 something.
And C3G2.
And it's part of the, it's part of the Facebook world, but it reaches out to numerous people that are interested in good governance. And so anything that's posted in that group, a lot of people are going to see it, and that's probably one place that volunteers could be sought out. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a county personnel that posts something there. It could be a volunteer like one of us. If we're looking for volunteers to fill this agency, for example.
On most Facebook issues and Facebook groups, the county has us, we try to stay away from that. And again, that's another one where our IT doesn't like it. And some of the county policies, they don't, you get into issues of people, some misuse of that kind of a site. And so we tend to stay off of it. And I know that I've been on the G3C2, and we've got a couple, well, we have a counselor. Well, I think he got banned from it, but we have an employee that I know. I've seen the employee post there quite a bit. Not quite a bit. I've seen them post there a few times, and so I mean we've got employees and people that. But for something like that, yeah, that would be great. I don't think we could do it necessarily, but yeah, that's the kind of outreach we would encourage you to do. Yeah.
No, we could. Nothing's keeping us from thinking outside the box, and at least
or reach out to you periodically. Yeah.
Yeah. I propose that maybe the Clean Water Commission in the future, maybe as we start doing outreach, we'll get a better idea of what that looks like. Create a group that would then post our education outreach stuff on that. That would be fine if we did that.
I think that would be.
No, LinkedIn.
LinkedIn?
Not on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think county government or IT would have anything to say about that.
It's kind of like you guys have set up the Google page. Yeah.
I think it would follow the same rules as you guys having your CWC mail accounts for records retention and stuff like that. So what's posted there would have to stay.
Yeah.
Probably look at it. All right. Thanks for that. Anything else on Dean's list still?
Oh, no.
No?
I guess there's other questions.
So the major item that's left on the agenda is see if we can get to agreement on finalizing our annual report.
Yeah.
But I don't want to sort of change. Is there any other discussion or?
Well, just one last question. When could we expect to see some sort of brief or summary of the system development process and timeline so we know where we're going to be publishing?
March to
it's what's been fascinating. I mean, I'll be real honest. This is a subject that came up probably a year and a half ago. Certainly when we were doing the fee increase, it's been much more challenging getting the information and finding the fees because of the way people do it. They don't call it a system. Some do, some don't. It's just been I thought it would be a much easier task, but it's proving to be more of a challenge. But I certainly believe we can have
So when the first draft is available, I just propose that we use our Google system to, and then notify everybody, make sure that there's a hard link sent to each of you so that it's there and on hand.
Is there equipment for when that's going
to be available? Well, as you say, we're trying to say March.
Yeah, well, so ideally you would want that being posted prior to our next, the next meeting in March so it can be discussed.
Yeah, so the next meeting being the first Wednesday, March, which is the...
And I'll have Dean help me filter
the 2nd of March? Ooh, you're going to be hard-pressed to make the 2nd of March.
I'll have you filter out.
Yeah.
And I also want to share with you, I was very disappointed last year in the number of amendments that were made on campus as far as PCBs on the number of reports and things like that. And I hope that that can be corrected this year.
Yep.
But I think that's a significant cross between us. And we need to have that commitment that, we plan our activities based on our commitments. So I hope we can
One thing that I would point out is that the issues we were working on last year were much more intimately linked to the sixth floor, where this is not. And we are not going to be we were bound and we were being tugged in multiple directions by upstairs. Wow. And that's so this should be much
easier. Point made, commitment made.
Yep.
Yes.
Let's move forward.
But I believe that if you're not going to be able to meet the commitment, you come back and say, hey, I can meet that commitment.
Right.
Rather than just letting go.
Yep. We're on the same page.
All right. Good. Now, next, the major item left. Not necessarily the major item. So, this should be relatively close to the hard printed copy. David actually got back to me today. None of that's folded in here.
Okay.
But that's okay. So, what I propose is that we literally work our way through the document, review, discuss, make any additional changes or modifications, and the intent is when we get to the end, that we have something that we are all comfortable with and will accept for final production, and then we can do a final read if you want, but hopefully we've done the final read. Is that a plan? Okay, so if any questions about the opening page, clearly it does say January 6th, and then we'll tentatively suppose that's true for the moment, but it could read January X at this beginning. Just a comment, if I may, is that Commissioner LaManna did, I think, just an outstanding job of going back and pulling stuff together to give us a great working draft, which actually has not seen a ton of changes. So just as a very personal thank you. So, with that in mind, any changes that need to occur from the cover page? Great drop of water. Okay. All right, so
one more time.
Page 2. Anything that needs to be changed on page 2?
Well, that's just that.
Yeah, the term expirations will be reflective of what they were last year.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but that's now the 2016.
But this is a 15 report.
Yeah. But it's 15. Yeah. So it's okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Page 3. We've been numbered. Okay. Table of contents, executive summary, schedule meeting copy, anything on this page that you would like to see adjusted. Next page.
All right, so let's take a moment and read through page 4. Table is open for any suggested modifications of page time.
Six regular meetings, one special.
Total of six, that's the executive summary.
Or six schedules.
Okay, schedules. So, but he's saying we actually met seven times, one of which was a special.
Or you say that
one. Yeah, but it's just, it's weird.
Okay, so how do you want to clean that
clarification?
Yeah, no problem.
I'll let you solve that problem. I'm just.
No, it's a valid, it's a really. Actually, valid point, because many boards and commissions, this being, of course, a board, there were six regularly scheduled meetings and one
special
meeting. And so we may want to put in there a total of six regularly scheduled meetings. Is that? Yeah, no, that's a good catch.
Plus and one special meeting. Love that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I got you. And this is great to be able to do it on the fly, isn't it? Yeah. No emails bouncing and multiple drafts. I just love it. Okay.
Then you try to decide. So, any other part of the executive summary?
It won't be very long. We're not going to have. We're just going to talk to it. Any other executive summary changes? No. Okay. So meetings. Yeah, the note over here, Kate had sent me these suggestions, and that's why I put them in the. Didn't make any changes within the document. So we should note that under scheduled meeting topics, this is verbatim what she sent me. Proposed having a main topic list for easy reference, such as the following: clean water feed study, the PDS, etc. So I didn't want to make any changes to the base document. I thought it was easier to put it up here than that discussion.
Yeah, I didn't tell you that.
Are we saying, are you suggesting that the structure is laid out in the document currently is acceptable?
I think so.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So were there any modifications or changes or corrections?
I'd like to propose one minor.
Sure.
It's consistent with the previous comment.
Okay.
I'd like to move the special meeting heading from above October and add a heading above May that says field trip. And this way, it's consistent with the previous sentences in the executive summary.
It actually said in May, it says proposed field trip. And then in May, it said there was a field trip.
Is it a different day?
It was a
five commissioners also attended the educational tour. Maybe that's the proper name.
Yeah, maybe it should be a blue heading of educational tour, then above October special meeting. Because you guys referred to it as an educational tour in the first paragraph of the executive summary.
And again, I'm nitpicking a little bit.
No,
that's the main heading.
You know, the education. You weren't here for the last when. One before this, when Jim Carlson was the chair, we went through and actually ended up submitting a report that we had to go back and make some corrections on because we didn't go through it in this type of detail. So neither here nor there, we just missed it. So this is great. I have no issue with it.
No, that's great.
All right.
So we're all good with the rest of the
main topics. We're all clear? Great. All right, moving on. Staff reports. Any corrections, changes? No? Accomplishments?
Commissioner Rylander serve as a liaison for the stormwater manual? Schaefer.
No, actually, David Meyer did.
Was that, I'm sorry, David, that was you?
And so.
Wear it with a badge of honor.
No, did we cap that?
I'm sorry, he did. I'm sorry. Thank you. I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
Any other accomplishments that we either missed or any others we want to modify?
I just went through all.
If it wasn't in the minutes, it is in that minute. Okay. All right. Now, we some of this, who gave some feedback, this next one, drawbacks, we had some back and forth on the wording or the heading or the topic or the, et cetera. So this is sort of one of those things I thought might evolve some more. But,
Well, this is where I'm now. I had comments. I forgot to comment this afternoon. It was on number 3 of the piece. The first sentence, I wanted to just modify that to say the peace study team had some success. Some success. Again, my comments are open to anybody's argument against them. Next sentence, I said the peace study team reviewed materials provided to them in 2015 by the staff.
So they reviewed materials provided to them
in 2015 by DBS staff.
Provided to them. By DBS staff.
By DBS staff, comma. The rest of the sentence is one. Next sentence. Unfortunately, due to a series of, and I put internal challenges, fair to say, but I mean, that's truly what happened. That was my only change there. So I wanted to substitute the word relevant with value added with respect to being critical concept. Now, basically, delivery dates for the team to receive material, review material, slipped until they were no longer value added. With respect to the critical counsel.
Okay.
What?
With respect to?
What I'm trying to say here is counsel acted before we got the draft. Counsel acted the day that they were provided with the data. And I think there was a mix of delay or something.
Well,
by the time we got the report, counsel was taking action. So D
mean, are my changes, do they make sense, or do we want to mention the sunset?
It was with respect to council deadlines.
Well, I think just how you said it, they took action. I don't think we need to get any.
Right, yeah, I didn't want to really get into it.
Yeah.
Next sentence, I said we addressed this at a commission meeting. Or we could say at the October, is it the October meeting? At the October special meeting, we presented our comments after the hiring. That was all my changes on that.
After.
Presented our comments after the hiring.
Special meeting after the hiring of the utility.
So I'm clear that would have been the meeting Director Benson attended.
Yes.
Is that the October?
Correct.
Can we see the one more time to make sure I capture right?
You got it right. Okay. So those are my comments on
it. All right. So but, I sense some concern about the negativity of the associated word drawbacks. Now, I'm not going to that word at all. You know, it's just a good way to do it. You know, challenge.
You pulled that from the previous report, though, right? You pulled that from the previous report.
No, actually, I think I used the word drawback. I was feeling a little negative. I'm fine with challenges. I just, you know, I want everybody to be comfortable with the phrasing.
And, you know, in the next annual report, I can see under challenges number one, it's going to say too many public presentations. See it now.
All right, so anything under challenges, any other modifications?
Nothing
under challenges. Okay. Let's then now move to the subject of potentially recommendations.
You only have one here.
On number one, I may have some suggested changes.
Do we have a second item or not? Is it just this item?
No, it's associated with item.
Yeah, no, but do we have item number two or not? No? Then we don't? Okay. All right. Go ahead.
We recommend that the Department of Environmental Services and Water be studying the risk. Based on scientific fact, that's the right way of thinking for risk based, or based on risk based
impact.
Sorry,
would it be impact?
Are you
looking for the things that you most directly impact stormwater? Is that okay?
It should be so.
Impact based.
Would that be better?
And then add the word value for technical advisors.
Take out the word technical.
Value
technical advisors.
Oh, okay.
And propose that any fee increases. And when new fees are fully vetted and understood.
Fully vetted.
And understood by the CWC. Prior to initiating public outreach. I know what you're saying. Prior to initiating or facilitating public outreach and regarding the 7 days.
would say that it's too much right on the consensus. So if you take a periodic technical advisor to say you propose an
and then we propose. That's all I got.
Any other recommendations at all?
Well,
anything on the budget? Well, we since we didn't.
Input on the next final budget
recommendation.
Well, you want to, okay, you're adding that under recommendation.
The second one? It's
another good number.
Smart.
Yeah, we recommend that the commission provide into it on the
Who's comment? Oh, that's Bobby's comment. so...
Oh, the issue about the fee study?
Yeah.
Because what happened, the board... the board accepted the fee study, then they came back and they did another vote where they wiped out the entire section of the code that required the fee study and had the sunset clause.
I understand. So what is it that, based on what Dean was telling us about the new system about fees, I don't think we're necessarily providing the analysis on the fee study.
No.
That's kind of put on the side burner for now. So the
fee study is kind of gone.
But to the extent that he suggested that the possibility that any work that we might do might be pushed into the second half.
Yeah.
So you can
still have a draft of the system, hopefully ready to submit by mid-year.
And so you can leave that because of looking at that.
System development charge.
We're not invited.
Oh.
No. Oh, yeah, I had another one. They didn't talk about it.
On the proposed system development charge.
I would say it's not a 2015 action, though.
This is 2015. We're looking forward.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For the work plan.
System development charge, proposed system development. So, sorry. Analysis on the clean water, the proposed clean water system development charge. SDC is kind of the customary acronym for it. So
this second item is entirely, I put it in there because we did something similar previous year. If you don't want to do something like this, I'm not wed to it. So I don't even know if it's still valid or not. So I'd like to look at it, right? So in what I'm proposing here is that we continue the concept of three teams, that potentially those be a communication team, what I call a partnership team, and then a research team. So the intent, I was trying to sort of partnership capture some of the broad concept of the swampish thing. And the research team was digging deep. And then the outreach team obviously makes sort of sense. Now, if you don't think these make any sense, I'm fine with that. As some of you heard me say previously, I'm just a personally big fan of being able to carve things into pieces so that small teams can own something, work on it, really feel like they can contribute, etc. So that's my intent, whether I achieve it or
not. I like the concept that you're presenting, doesn't necessarily box us into a particular thing, like the clean water. It's more
overarching.
The way that you presented that. So you can have ideally a number of different activities falling into each one of those three buckets. But it captures the spirit of how you were.
It provides the flexibility to cover issues that are coming up and delegate responsibility. I think that's right.
And as I was looking at the people and the backgrounds and the interests, just looking back a bit, there are some people that are probably pretty darn comfortable and enjoy talking in front of groups, and there are other people who are less so. There are some people that are really love the numbers and dig and do the research and all that kind of stuff. Maybe others a little bit less, so I'm It doesn't mean that one has to necessarily be on just one. Sort of in a perfect world with nine commissioners and three groups, you'd sort of have three people each. But anyway, that's the concept. Plus, it's workable. Three people could collaborate, get together, talk. You could do a three-way conference call if that's what you needed to do or something. So, anyway.
I think it's a good idea.
I like it. Any objections? Modifications? Number three, then, well, implement, this, that's what we're starting to do. To implement the use of the Google document and email accounts and so forth. Just a master account.
Well, where's that? Where's, aren't you saying that we've not already, I mean, haven't we already implemented?
Well, yeah, we've started, but we actually, this is really the first implementation in 2016. We were rolling them out, getting the email set up, playing with putting the documents up, getting feedback, but we are now, in my mind, we are implementing. I don't feel like we have.
Okay.
I think we start our So, in my mind, we are now implementing. This is a great example of that. Yeah.
Right.
You're right in the middle of the field. It's working.
It's working. Now, number four, we will begin reviewing the clean water budget in 2016 only because we had it beginning and we're doing that now as well.
Yeah.
So, but are there other things in the work plan that are not captured from the department standpoint? Or
the LID?
Well, the LID part's not really necessarily specifically captured. We've got a communication team to address the LID issue we discussed earlier. I don't think there's any reason to pigeonhole us.
There should be a second
under specifically
LID. Well, it could. So lowercase, so well, the lowercase I there, that covers it
for also an II?
Yeah.
No, the IOA covers it because it already says given the public presentation, it doesn't say whether it's in policy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's broad.
Broad enough.
I don't want to count that anymore.
For number three?
For item number three. For item number three. Just think again, this is another very old clarification point, using a convention of, and then bracket, last name, close bracket.
Okay.
Using a convention of, and then a bracket, less than sign, greater than sign kind of thing. So that way, people understand that last name dot CCWC is not a real email address.
We can actually de-link it.
Well, that too, but the idea is that with the brackets, you're saying you're putting a visual indicator that it's the last name of the commission.
So you want to bracket it, like maybe square brackets or something?
Like what the body's doing.
Okay.
Except that the right side bracket goes after last name.
Aren't we getting a little bit down in the minutia?
No.
Why would the counselors care about that? I mean, what is that the significance of their having better understanding of what we're doing? Shouldn't that just a little bit like
by saying what we're doing from a structural
with each member having a personal email access.
Yeah, yes. just say that rather than having all this minutiae.
to this end, each commissioner established a personal email address with access to the account.
Yeah, for joint access to the
How's that? Perfect. Don't go ahead. I think that's what
But it is a special email address, isn't it?
Yeah, just say that we have established a special email address, you know, rather than having all that stuff.
Okay, so the special email address using a defined naming convention.
Well, special email address, so for collaboration and communication for clean water issues.
I really think it's funny. I think, it covers the, you get the point, I think, saying that we're using convention is not perfect.
They don't need to know that convention.
Yeah. They just need to know that we've established a communication system to work off and online for collaboration and
business. Simplifies.
So do you want more change there?
Just say that we've established a communication list with Google to, for independent continuation of commission projects and coordination outside the commission meetings.
Why don't you just take off the using a convention of
and all the way up to and email and just put system of communicating. Something like that.
Where
you established.
Third one. The word established.
I think rather than dive into this, I think it's not, it may not be necessary, but it doesn't hurt to have it in there.
The only reason that I wrote it that way, or close to this, was to fully document that we had gone through a process and this was the convention system, so that there is a record of how it was established, and moving forward, people will know how it was done and how they should do it. And that for me was the reason for being that specific. That was my reasoning for it. I'm not trying to give tons of minutia. Do they care? They probably don't care at all. But for the record, this is what we did, this is how we went about it, and how we want it used in the future.
And then in that regard,
I withdraw my
perspective.
Okay. Anything else on the work plan? Summary.
I have a couple of minor suggestions in the last sentence.
Okay.
Moving forward, comment CWC respectfully. Respectfully ask the board of county councilors to offer input as to.
So ask would not be for.
And in the second sentence, we look forward to working. Chris's name.
We need to ask, by the
Chris's letters
or that just as good.
So what?
Do we need addressed in the upcoming year by the, we need to add by the by the Clean Water Commission, or is that just an authority? We need to add half a year, upcoming year, by the Clean Water Commission, or is that just an authority?
CWC is already.
Okay, because
the
CWC is respecting
it.
Okay. Well, that's respectful. Well, let me ask, you know, any comments or anything, or is specifically to the Clean Water Commission is what I'm asking.
And I think David just said, because of the aforementioned previous lines that we already.
Oh, Bobby is contracting the acknowledgments. So we have not here. We have also the last 2%. We have also been very impressed.
Okay. Now, there was a correction. Was there not in the chart down below?
Oh.
Did somebody?
Attendance?
No. I thought somebody, I think somebody, did you send
something
correct?
So we're done with summary and acknowledgments?
Are we done with summary and acknowledgments? Yes?
It was incorporated, it was.
Okay.
So the first meeting, I think, was in July.
Okay. So any revisions to the meeting attendance? And again, the only reason that we originally put this in there was because the bylaws say that one shall attend, and so we want to make sure that we're keeping track.
Widen the March column. One character.
Oh, yeah.
No.
That's the whole Google formatting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
All right. Are there any other changes?
Oh, okay.
Any other changes? Then do I have a motion that we accept?
I make a motion we accept.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any disagree? Ooh, unanimous passage. The document is accepted.
So next time, I don't have the printing
thank you so much.
Well, it'll be saved in.
Well, I could print it out downstairs. I could print that up here for you to sign, so then you have that either print it out yourself and sign it and bring it in. Or.
What's your preference?
I can
send it and you can come in with my hand. Okay, why don't you print it and then I'll come in the center. Then you've got it here.
We will get it done. First thing in the morning.
No delay.
Oh. How about that?
Okay.
I think you could probably just sign it on one page here because you didn't change the first page.
You didn't change that last page.
That's right.
You didn't change anything on the last page?
I don't have one that's not whole page.
No, it's fine. No. I have no issue. Because honestly, I'd like to read it one final time.
You can read it one final time because they didn't change the page, why don't I just sign that and then I'll make one final patch.
I'd like to sign it one
time.
I'll
leave it up to
you. Say what?
Executive.
Yes, okay. So, next item is commission discussion. Any discussion or any comments or input or feedback from the commission members that I'd like to share?
I haven't gotten on a budget discussion, but we're getting a lot of that, so I tabled it. But when we're talking about partnerships and working with other agencies,
uh-huh.
It seems like the stormwater, if they do all the education, maybe a little more, maybe they can presentation to us to tell us what they're doing, how they're presenting their.
Okay.
Have them come in and talk about it?
Yeah, that would be something we definitely plan on doing.
Okay.
It's more, right now tonight, kind of gauging, are you willing to take this on and go out and do general public outreach? We would train so to speak.
No, she's talking about having stormwater come in and discuss their public, the education outreach.
Do they have an advisory?
Solid waste. Having solid waste. Come
oh,
in, talk
oh, I see.
To I'm sorry.
Yeah, they have SWAP.
Yeah,
SWAP.
So maybe
they have
some more information on what they do so that we understand if we have a lot of things that...
Or how they might cross over.
I think we could probably... I don't...
Let's check it.
I'll check it. And I'll see.
Any other member or comment?
SWAC actually meets tomorrow, sorry.
Forward a schedule of courses that are being done here in the first quarter of the year. The LID type of courses. And I think that Jeremy and myself are scheduled to attend one of the weeks about retention problems. If you guys haven't looked at it, I encourage you to look at it.
Jane would have sent that out.
Okay. So there's a lot of interesting courses there that seem to be pretty interesting. I guess we'll see how this particular course goes, and we'll give you a report.
I think
we have next meeting.
Okay.
Terrific.
You just paid that bill.
All right. So no other commissioner comments? So we do have one final public comments section opportunity. And we do have a member of the public who would like to comment. So, for the record, name, please.
No comments.
No comments. Going once, going twice, seeing no further comments, then the public comments section is closed. And if there's no additional discussion, then the Wednesday, January 6th, 2016 Clean Water Commission meeting is brought to a close at 8:26 p.m.